Hello, we're conducting a survey with just one question, but first, some information. We're calling because Arlington, Alexandria, and Fairfax County needs your help. We have the highest crime and highest rates, homelessness, prices, business failures, foreclosures, and bullying, and the lowest education performance and home affordability ever in the history of our Northern Virginia community. And 1 in 6 girls are today raped, and will continue. Hello?
Yeah, talk to me.
Okay.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So you're doing a survey?
Yes, just one question. Well, to continue the introduction, 1 in 6 girls are today raped and will continue to be sexually assaulted unless we stand up and protect them. Jerry Torres is running for U.S. Congress in our 8th congressional community. He is not a politician. He is a global security CEO, humanitarian, and law enforcement expert, and war veteran, and desperately needs you to help save our communities. You can check him out on the website www.torresuscongress.com. The one question is, what are your biggest concerns about our community and nation so Jerry can understand and help?
Well, my biggest concern is the fact that these people, all these politicians that we have right now are a whole bunch of corrupt people. And they should learn from the president of Mexico what he's doing over there. He's been in power, a leftist government. He's been in power for 6 years. And has taught the United States and everybody else what democracy is all about. He has made companies pay taxes. He has raised the minimum wage 120%. He has made schools, government schools, free. He has helped farmers within his country. He has kicked out the DEA and the CIA from Mexico. All these terrorist organizations that go to other countries to destroy governments. He has raised the pension for senior citizens 4 times. He has done a whole bunch of things in 6 years, and the United States is looking at it, and crime is down over there in Mexico. The United States government still trying to take Mexico down because it's meddling over there in the affairs of Mexico. Still with the DEA trying to start trouble over there like the United States government has done with other countries. But because of the fact that this president, his name is Andrés Manuel López Obrador, loves his country, and the United States hasn't been able to do anything. So even now, they just passed a law to reform the judicial system, because just like the United States, the judicial system over there was corrupt. Only the rich, the people with money were able to get, justice or whatever they wanted, while the poor people did not. So that's the big concern. The United States is not going to learn anything. Politicians will continue to be corrupt. That's all.
Okay. Thank you very much, sir. I hope you have a good day.
You too, ma'am.